producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Jennifer are not here. Where'd Roberta go? I thought we were going to find Roberta.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let me look.
Hold on. Her rock. All right, Kenny Kessler is here. Okay, so it's a boy's choice. We have three places to go. Would you like the good news? Would you like the controversial news? Or would you like the local news first?
Kenny,
which would you prefer? Wait a minute, Kenny's voice doesn't sound like yours.
No, he doesn't.
Right, I was going to say, let's go for the good news.
The good news, all right. What about you, Richie?
I talked to a consultant yesterday who's very good at talking to people, and he starts out with the good news always.
Always with the good news. Okay. Yeah. A New Hampshire family is looking this morning for a stranger who helped pay for their Christmas gifts. Robin Ayers lives in Raymond, New Hampshire. She went to make a small payment toward her $283 worth of layaway items, and she was told she could keep her money. That woman apparently saw her as she was getting ready to pay, and she couldn't find her money. She went back out to her car to find her payment, and in the time that she went to the window, the time she went to the car, came back again, another woman stepped up and paid the bill. And the woman says, "This is crazy." No, it's not. It's Christmas, lady. It is. There are things like this happening all over the place.
Google,
and they do
love stories
every
like that.
Year.
Google the word layaway.
Yeah.
And then click on the news tab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Layaway angel pays $20,000 at Toys R Us.
Yes. Yeah.
Local group pays off Christmas layaways. Layaway angel makes appearance at Brockton Thrift Store.
Yeah.
Donor who paid layaway tab brings holiday cheer in Raymond. I mean, it's story
good.
After story after story of people having their layaway paid off.
Yep. All right, local news next here. I'm in up near Cobleskill, Schoharie, Sharon Springs, this area of New York. So I have been reading the local Times Journal newspaper, boys. And so I thought I'd bring you up to date what's going on in town according to the police blotter. How many of you who are listening to this program right now have local newspapers and they have a police blotter and they duplicate what is in this police blotter? The Cobleskill Village Police arrested Ralph Erickson of Melrose on charges of driving while intoxicated. Blood alcohol content of 0.08. Cobleskill Village Police arrested Ryan Costello, 28, charges of DWI and other related traffic tickets. Cobleskill State Police arrested Murray Carker of Schoharie on charges of driving while intoxicated and traffic infractions. Let's see here. There are four other Cobleskill Village Police or State Police reports of arresting people. It appears that this is about the only excuse me. This is next to an ad for the spaghetti supper that's going on in a silent auction raffle at the Radez Elementary School, going on apparently tonight. Here, so I've helped plug all of that, and also the big news in town: either you die or you're drunk and you get arrested. That appears to be what's going on. I say that respectfully. I owned the radio station up here for how long, Richie? I don't know, 5 or 6 years.
Oh yeah,
didn't I have the station that's up here?
Yeah.
And I want to. I enjoy very much the connection here. Been coming. This is a great farming agricultural area, and everybody knows how much I like that. Ed Sherlock, who is the manager, is having a bit of a medical thing going on with him. Hold a good thought for him. He's a good guy. He does a great job of this radio station serving the community. All right, so that's the local news. Now it's time for the controversial news.
All right.
Ready? All right, this is a story from Colorado Springs, where I think we have a new station. Do we not? Didn't we get on that station, Colorado Springs?
We did, yeah.
All right, okay, so here's the story. Colorado College, located in Colorado Springs, has suspended and banned a student from campus. Not only did they suspend this student, but he's banned from the campus for 2 years because of a comment intended as a joke that he put up on a social media site.
Uh-oh.
Never heard of Yik Yak before. You ever heard of
Yik Yak?
No. It's Yik Yak. Anyway, Yik Yak.
That never ends good.
Social. Well, this goes back to earlier last month. This fellow, Thaddeus Pryor, sent an anonymous reply to a comment, hashtag Black Women Matter, that appeared on Yik Yak. I'm sure that that's appeared on other social media as well. His response read, quote, "They matter, they're just not hot," end quote. So apparently the college found out that his post violated its abusive behavior and disruptive college activity policy.
Oh, please.
They suspended him from college for the next 2 years. In the meantime, the college has banned him from being on campus, has forbidden him from taking classes at any other institution for academic credit. So he's
just for saying they're just not hot,
right? Exactly.
I mean, it's a stupid statement, but
well, but
why would you get banned from
college?
School?
Wait a minute, isn't college life supposed to be about free speech? When you went to college, Kenny, didn't you may find some of the things that are said by other people unappealing or obnoxious or offensive or whatever? But how do you teach people about the good and the bad if they don't have examples of the bad? I mean, it's kind of like Donald Trump. All right, those of you who are offended by it, want to shut him down?
Everybody's offended.
You don't shut him down. You let him speak and then take exception to what he says or agree one way or another. So now there's a petition because apparently Colorado College is a private school and the freedom of speech guarantee is not a part of what they have to adhere to on private college campuses. I never thought about it one way or the other, frankly. I remember going to school and saying some pretty silly things on the radio there. And nobody, I mean, silly is different than, I guess, offensive. Although sometimes some of the offensive things that people say are silly, kind of like this
but why
thing.
Why can't you be offensive?
Well, you can be. Ought to be offensive. And
right.
You need more offensive stuff.
And you need to take the heat for being offensive.
Right. But what do you teach people when something like this happens? This guy says something that may be stupid, but he gets thrown off of the campus because he said something. And I want to know, Frank, how they get to the bottom of finding out it was him. If it was an anonymous post, Kenny, how do you do that technically? How do you? And why would somebody go to the trouble of doing it? I guess there's another. Get a life, for God's sakes.
But I don't know, but I know with private schools, they have all kinds of rules. Frequently, they have different kinds of contracts you have to sign about your behavior. I'm sure there will be no lawsuit because he probably agreed to not do what he did.
Yeah, right. Well, people look at it and make a lot of noise, but it does seem like it's rather trivial or trite. Am I the only one who thinks that, or do other people think
it's stupid
that this is both trivial and trite under the circumstances? 14 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on a local favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get your Pliny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Small business owners may have flexible hours, but we work long hours. Maximize your time and order office supplies online and pack and ship from a store that stays open late. Staples, make more happen.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich and Kenny and you. Motivation today from Maya Angelou, who said success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. Success is liking yourself. You like yourself, Richie, right?
I do.
You like what you do?
I do.
You like how you do it?
I could always do it better. No, listen, I'm not the best, but I'm
subject
good.
Of many conversations right. We've had. Kenny, you like yourself?
Sir.
Like what
yes,
you
I do?
Like
yes,
how
I
you do.
Do
it? All right, there you go.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be perfect. A quote of the day today comes from Nike and LeBron's status update. We have a, quote, lifetime relationship.
Yeah.
The brand asked him to grow old with them. And how much money is involved in that?
Tons.
I'm going to guess he could easily grow old with what he's going to get out of that. Time now on Good Day for Muslims in the military.
Oh, jeez.
I saw a blog post, so I thought I'd dig around a little bit, asking another question about, I think yesterday we were talking about how, if we can bring all these people into this country, what do we do with them? And the suggestion was made by somebody, you put them all in the service. Okay, want to bring in refugees? Put them in the service. Teach them how to fight and send them back over to protect their homeland. And then if they do a good job, they come back and we'll give them temporary citizenship or something like that. Yada, yada, yada. So then, because for whatever the reason, this has become an issue, Muslims have become an issue in our country in every single aspect of our lives. Muslims are being scrutinized. So the question was asked, how many Muslims are there in the military? There are about 2.2 million active duty and reserve members of the military. Of those, 5,896 identify themselves as Muslims. There are 3,550 in the Army, 1,036 in the Navy, 765 in the Air Force, 545 in the Marines. So those of you who know Muslims in the... Well, there are Muslims. There are not a lot of Muslims in the country, but I thought that was interesting in terms of stats, huh? 21 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is going to be a treat for those of you who are pop music fans from my era, from Richie's era, from Kenny's era, from your era, because this guy has influenced music since the 60s, and he's still doing it today. Do you recognize? Well, you're listening to Jingle Bells, which is on a new Christmas album or Christmas CD. Steve Cropper, this is your musical life. This is pretty impressive. Booker T and the MGs, who, by the way, their Christmas album from 1966 has Jingle Bells, and the guitarist on all of the work that you're about to hear was the one on Steve Grubber,
and Brothers,
Otis Redding, Sam and Dave,
and the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Steve, you co-wrote one of the most aired broadcast songs in music history. What is it, 10 million times sitting on the dock of the bay has been aired?
That's correct. That's
so you get a dollar for every time it's played, right? You made 10 million on that song alone.
I get $1 million every time it's played.
$1 million? Nice. Good
yeah,
for
well,
you.
Let's put it this way. I smile about 1 million times every time I hear it played.
What makes you smile the most looking back at your career, Steve? Cropper, excellent, excellent, excellent guitarist. Sort of a cult character in and of itself. I think people most remember you, at least visually, from the Blues Brothers. But what is there that makes you smile when you think about it?
I think it's people and the people that I've met, and the fact that the music got me there is enough for anybody to be happy. And I'm a very gifted guy. Or lucky. When I say gifted, not gifted personally, but I've had the gifts of God, I guess, or whatever, for a lot of lucky years to play with a lot of things, and then to carry on in, and all we did, all Duck Dunn and I did, was just relive our past, and the Blues Brothers happened, but we did it with, of course, John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, but, you know, all we did was just play the same thing we've been doing all of our lives, and it happened to work. People love it, so we're very happy about that.
So how much do you keep doing that? How visible are you on the road doing tours, that sort of thing?
I get asked that so many times a day, it's ridiculous. They go, when are you going to retire? Are they saying I need to, or Seth? As long as they can wheel me up to the mic, I'll be there.
You're like me on the radio. I have no reason to not want to be on the air. Okay, so let's see what we've got here.
Keeps me smiling, keeps me happy. Go.
Exactly. All right, there's a new collection of Christmas tunes out this year called Blues Christmas, and this is from that Let's Make Christmas Merry Baby.
Christmas Merry Baby, let me be your Santa Claus. Let's make Christmas merry, baby. Just let me be your Santa Claus.
How do you get ideas? Where do your ideas mainly come from?
You know, as far as I don't groove, it just happens. And I arrange that in the morning that we cut it. I go, oh, today's the day of the session. And I started getting these ideas, and I walked in with the guys. I said, guys, it's a wet go. And we ran it down one time, and then we took it. And I said, we better go listen to that. They all looked at me like I was crazy. And they all went in and listened. I said, hey, that is pretty good. They were still trying to learn the song. And I'm not necessarily a one-take kind of a guy.
That was my next question. Yeah, how about with the one-take artistry that some of you have that are really good at this? You go in and say, okay, let's just put it down, and it's done.
Well, you know, what I think is that we run it basically until we physically have most of it down. The rest of it is sort of improv, or however you want to put it, and by interpretation. As long as they know the changes, it's time to run the tape.
Well,
you can
wear
one out, or if it takes 13 takes or 20 takes to get it, then we do that too. So it just depends.
Isn't that sort of typical of the really great musicians? You think about the Funk Brothers or the Wrecking Crew that put together so much of the music behind the music.
As he was the Stax,
exactly.
Stax record.
Yeah, the first take, you know, the tempos and the grooves may be the same, but the interpretations are always a little different. And so if when you're in the business as a producer or a writer, we always say our hair stands up. So when you get the right interpretation from everybody, or the right performance out of an artist, that's the one you go with. And that's usually the one that pans out to be the hit.
All right, explain to people, we have about a minute or so left here, explain to people how conceptually this works. Because you go in and you just sort of jam until you hear it, but how do you, the genius of capturing it once and then being able to go back and capture it again?
If I could put those ideas in a bottle, I'd just bottle it and ship it to everybody, you know. But it's really hard to explain when other forces just sort of take over and you do things and you go, wow, I did that. Yeah, we did that together. And I have always thought that hits are not designed by one guy. One guy may have the idea. One songwriter may have the song. But it takes a whole group of musicians, a team, to come up with a hit record. I really feel that way. So,
all right, let's finish the visit. Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, and getting to work with other people like the band Chicago, and I've known most of them through the years and all that.
Yeah.
No way would I ever actually play with them, probably unless I was appeared as a guest to be on their Christmas album, too. It was a few years ago. It was a lot of fun, and working with the great Phil Ramone producing and so forth. They had a ball. I mean, that just makes your day. That's your Christmas present.
Yeah. And by the way, this is it. This is the collaboration with Chicago. Steve's talking about Rocking and Rolling on Christmas Day. You can check out Steve's work at playitsteve.com. How great is that? Playitsteve.com. Steve Cropper with us, our Christmas star of the day here on the Doug Steffen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Lead no attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What do you say? I go to the doctor and say, It's 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the Boys Club today. The focus for a moment on the political realities of the world. Apparently, CNN has not had, Fox has not had enough. They want more. So the Fox Business Network says they are going to host yet another exciting, fun-filled evening with the Republican presidential candidates. Another one. Like, we need another one. This one's scheduled for Charleston, South Carolina, January 14th. And by that time, they're hoping that they have at least somebody that will get within 14 points of Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, we need to weed out the crowd, that's for sure.
Yeah, but does this do it? Is this the effective way?
I think it helps. For me, it does.
Weeding out the crowd. Does it? Do you... Kenny, is this the average person watches this stuff? The numbers go down with each debate because I think there's a certain anticipation of what they're going to say because mostly it's the same old stuff, isn't it? I mean, what other than Trump and his, you know, the kind of stuff that seems to come out of his mouth daily that somebody's going to jump on, it seems to me that there's nothing new here, other than the ratings. I don't hear or see or sense anybody's really saying anything that's new.
By the time we get close to an election, there are all these television ads, right? That are just running and running.
Are there any? Did anybody pay any attention to the Jeb Bush ad? They're everywhere. Did anybody actually pay attention to them?
Jeb Bush's TV ads?
Yeah.
I
haven't seen one.
I don't think that TV ads are actually for the people who know what they're going to do and who they're going to vote for. I think the TV ads are for the people who are just totally clueless, don't pay attention. And so right now is when the people who are informed are doing their research and learning who they like and who they don't like. So that's why I think the debates are important, because the informed, the people that listen to these types of shows, actually watch those debates and have an educated opinion. The TV commercials we'll see next year is for people who just, they don't care. Just going to go pull the hammer for anybody.
Well, it's like we were, I think, earlier talking about the way that people make their decisions. And there are many people, this is what some people demand, that we have voters who are educated. Well, how are you going to know that? And some people don't know anything about any of these people. They know they recognize Hillary Clinton's name. They don't recognize, and Donald Trump's name probably, but they don't recognize Cruz's name or Rubio's name or any of those people. They just don't know who those people are. And so does that, what does that do?
Right.
What does that do to the value of the election, frankly? There's something that bothers me about the whole system, frankly, and I don't know that I can put my hands on. Here's something that's pretty controversial. Actually, there's two mergers now that are getting a lot of scrutiny. Yesterday, you may or may not have seen some of the audio, or I mean some of the video, you've read a story about the merger of Anheuser-Busch with the Miller Brewing Company, and I, for whatever the reason, found myself watching when I got into my room last night, the CNN, I'm sorry, not CNN, C-SPAN version of the hearing at which the people that control Anheuser-Busch, which is some foreign entity in, I think, Brussels, and then the other people that are government regulators are talking about, well, what's this going to do? And it's a fascinating lesson. For those of you who really want to know, and many more people ought to know how the government actually works, there were some really good questions that came out of this, and I thought they were relevant questions. The focus has been, now some of the unions are playing into this because they're worried about distributorships being shut down and jobs being lost. So the senators who were having the hearing kept pounding away at these people that own Anheuser-Busch now. You're not going to cancel distributor relationships, right? You're not going to put people on, you're not going to lay people off. Nope, not going to do that. The questions were pat, the answers were pat. The answer from Anheuser-Busch was, well, we're really not doing this to benefit the American scene. We're doing it for
right.
Africa and Asia. We want to get more Miller beer into places where there's no Miller beer. I don't know anything about beer distribution.
And you know,
I can't imagine who's drinking beer. I can't imagine some African or even an maybe the Australia out in the bush. Yeah, but some African, or is this? Maybe I'm showing my silliness here. When you get down to brass tacks, you've gone out on a safari or something. At the end of a long safari, you go back to the safari headquarters and sit down and have a glass of Bud. Can you imagine yourself doing that, Rich?
Yes.
Having a cool...
Because that's all that's available. When you leave the United States, I mean, here, Anheuser-Busch is getting their rear ends handed to them from the craft beer movement.
Right. For a number of reasons.
The Coronas, the Miller Lights, the Budweisers, the Bud Lights are still the biggest selling brands, but their percentage has been cut way down. But when you leave the United States, I mean, you get like three options. When I go to Colombia, they have the Colombian beer down there, like two different kinds of beers, and that's it. You don't see Bud Light or Miller Light. When you go to Africa, so they're trying to get into all those markets where they don't have a selection, and they can own the market, because they own the market here anymore.
Okay, so this is yet another one. Our lives have been full since deregulation of all these sorts of things going on. So the hearing yesterday, and I didn't get from watching it that there was any conclusion that came from the conversation, but there were good questions asked. Now, today, we read about the merger of Dow Chemical and DuPont. $120 billion. These things just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Dow, not one of my faves. DuPont, not one of my faves. There have been plenty of things that they've done over the years that have been good. I suppose maybe you could even find something good about Monsanto if you looked hard enough. This is just
poor people in poor countries.
Yeah, well, I guess that's it.
That's how they keep their whole...
Yeah, that's their whole... But they don't tell you how they are doing it. The way they do it is just doing it and saying, okay, well, look at what we're doing to help all these people out.
Right.
Are you really helping them out, or are you making them sick? And you may feed them more, but how long are they going to last eating the crap that you're growing? Anyway, these two companies, and who knows what kind of, I think the average person doesn't really understand how much money is involved in some of these big mergers, or how much money there is in some of these big corporations. It is astounding. And some of them have grown. I mean, you look at Microsoft, how quickly it really grew. That was a company that you know, it wasn't an overnight sensation, but when you look at their growth and how it grew so wildly through the 80s especially, and the 90s, it's amazing. And it goes back to my rendering of how you on your own can do it on your own, how you can make it on your own if you understand abundance. If you understand that if you create an idea and can carry through on it, if you can do something that's unusual, or you even, let's say there are four plumbers in your town, and when you call for a plumber, you can never get a plumber because they're always busy. So is there room for a fifth plumber in that town? Absolutely. Will he hurt the other guys? No. Will he make a living for himself? Yes. Service will be better, it'll be quicker. There are all kinds of ways of measuring it. But many people who realize what I just said in their communities, there's not enough. Is there a framer? Do we have enough framers in your community to frame the new housing that's in demand there? Maybe no. So you were working on a crew. You were a framer on a crew. You decided you were going to go into business for yourself and take your crew, or you'll find a crew and you'll go out and start framing houses, and you'll create a new business, and you haven't taken away from the others. There's going to be X number of dollars in the marketplace anyway. So this is how wonderful the universe is, and how wonderful our ability is. If you really get right down to it, you don't have to take from somebody else. You create your own. I think it's fantastic to follow through on that sort of thinking. And I give you that because I think, you know, who knows whether in 20, 30, 40 years from now, you start a business that's going to be the next Dow Chemical, and you'll merge your business with somebody else for $100 billion. Who would mind that? I'm not even take $150 straight to you from you.
Yeah.
All right. So I've been thinking about, we had a conversation, I think, Monday in this, maybe in this hour, about children and the use. We're always sort of focusing on people and their smartphones, and how the trend is to be texting all the time, or maybe talking all the time, and how distracting it is. There apparently is a new app, Kenny, which is being used by millions of teenagers. I'm telling this story because I want parents to know, because probably you don't know if you're a parent, and your child, I'm going to wonder whether Richie knows. His children don't really have, they don't have the smartphones, but they have phones they can use to.
They have iPads, which does everything a smartphone can without the phone technology, and my son will have a phone probably this summer.
All right. So the teenagers in high schools around the country that are using this smartphone app, which shares their anxieties, their love feelings, assessments of their classmates, threats, all without adults being able to look at it. You knew sooner or later this was going to happen, because parents have been moving toward, and there have been apps so you could monitor what your children are doing with their computers. Well, now this new after-school app, exploding in popularity, 22,000 high school campuses, according to its creators, are where this thing is being used. 22,000 campuses. It's designed to be accessible only to teenagers. Parents and administrators don't know anything about it, or haven't until this week. So, and by the way, Richie, I said earlier, what was Yik Yak? Because I didn't know what Yik Yak was.
Maybe.
Kenny didn't know what Yik Yak was. This is a Yik Yak app. So this Yik Yak, all of a sudden, is something to be reckoned with. I guess I can guess what Yik Yak is about. It's probably a gossipy teenager application. Does that sound right? And what they're worried about is criminal activity that could be created in this web.
Get a live feed of what everyone's saying around you.
Did you see it?
I'm at their website right now. I mean, it can't be that secret, because they have a website.
Well, not me, is it now?
It lets you be anonymous and say things about people and places, air whatever's on your mind, and then other people can vote on what you say.
But it isn't accessible. It seems to be used by teenagers alone and not accessible to their parents. Is that right?
I don't know if it's not accessible so much that parents probably just don't know about it.
So now they do.
And if it's anonymous, you don't know what your kid is doing on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at some of the messages on Yik Yak right now. Going to start wearing a helmet because apparently my head is worth $60,000 with this degree now. That got 71 votes.
Really?
Shout out to Grandma because that's the only way she can hear me.
Well, but I think there was a lot of cyberbullying going on. What's gotten people's attention is the cyberbullying with this, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably it. I almost just said I have too many pillows, then realized there is no such thing, West Virginia University. And so it always says the college that the comment comes from. Mm-hmm. And you can vote up or down whether you like it or not. Does Target sell boyfriends?
The reason I went, here for two reasons. To sort of sound like a little that I know what I'm talking about, even though I don't. And then to wonder out loud, how is it that people find the time to do this stuff? I can't begin to imagine with my life.
If you think about it, the generation or maybe two back, certainly when I was a kid, teenagers always on the phone.
Yeah.
And this is the same thing. It's just the next generation of that.
But they didn't bring the phone with them to school. They did it maybe after hours.
No, because the technology wouldn't let them.
Right. In school, they talked. Mm. All right, last one. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Seriously upset. Bought a bag of air, and there were chips inside of it. Unbelievable. Get it?
Unbelievable. All right. Food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. It's 47 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with more of my top holiday gift picks to satisfy every family member on your shopping list. Holiday shopping is now in full swing at Office Depot and Office Max stores. Along with the latest in tech, you'll be able to buy gift cards and use their copy and print services to create calendars and photo books. This year's must-have tech gift is the convertible laptop, like HP's 2 X360. Visit Office Depot and Office Max stores or shop online at OfficeDepot.com/holiday for today's best deal. The iHome ISP5 smart plug connects most small appliances up to 1,800 watts, such as lamps, fans, portable heaters, humidifiers, even your holiday lights, and turns them into smarter devices so you can monitor and control them from anywhere. The smart plug connects to Wi-Fi using the free iHome control app for iOS and Android devices. It's also compatible with Apple HomeKit. Unlike other wireless sound systems, Monster Soundstage offers both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connectivity to stream your music in ultra-high resolution from any source. Soundstage looks great and provides an incredible listening experience because Monster knows it's always about performance. Skylander Superchargers video game features detailed vehicles that kids can play with and watch come to life in the Skylands. Seamlessly pause and transition gameplay from one Apple device to another. Skylander Superchargers is available on all game consoles for iPad, iPhone, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. Happy holidays from BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Karen, apparently, according to my research staff, Trump is not the first to suggest that people from various countries be banned. Apparently, Jimmy Carter worked on the Iranians when he was president. Remember all of that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
How quickly we forget. It's the same scenario. How? Hey, we do. We forget. 51 after on Good Day.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Thanks for coming. I'm really happy that you came tonight. I hope you enjoy these lights, because I did them all for you, and for my family, and for my wonderful neighbors across the street.
I'm not gonna stop until I have the biggest and brightest light display in the world. I really want my house to be seen from space.
Danny DeVito. All right, so what's the name of this movie? Number one Christmas movie from this time in 2006. So we have one more clip here with you, right?
I guess I'm the new Christmas guy. That's okay. You can take Toe Jam Day.
Yep. Name the movie and get the prize. 888-302-3684. Kenny, tell them what they've won.
Okay. This is really cool. A Mannheim Steamroller gift pack. It includes a copy of the new Mannheim Steamroller CD, Mannheim Steamroller 3040 Live, and a canister of Mannheim Steamroller's one-of-a-kind cinnamon hot chocolate mix.
All right, so put your thinking caps on. 888-302-3684. Identify the movie from which Aretha Franklin sings Joy to the World, from which you heard those clips. It was a cool movie. You may confuse it with another movie, and that's about as much as... if I tell you any more, it becomes confusing. Or maybe it makes it too easy. 888-302-3684. Answer to that, and some movie news coming right up here on Good Day.
Let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests. Like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
This is the Good Day program. Chuck's not around. Richie and Kenny and I have some movie news. I'm actually in a reflective mood because this was the anniversary 10 years ago, the opening of Brokeback Mountain. And what that did to change the atmosphere of this subject matter in movies and in the popular discussion. Don't you think Randy Quaid was in this, Michelle Williams, Heath Ledger, Jay Gyllenhaal? Don't you think it changed the discussion about gay relationships?
It was in your face, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, it changed a lot. And I don't know whether people think it was for the good or the bad. Also opening that same day, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. That, I never saw it early on, but I watched it on a plane once, and I thought how clever and creative was the work of these people. And the presentation made you feel good. At least, I mean, that's what I got from it. Am I on the right page, Kenny?
Yeah, okay. and it was beautiful. The filming, it was spectacular to see, especially on a big screen.
It was. All right, Star Wars news, Richie.
There's starting to be some hubbub on the internet here that J.J. Abrams' version of Star Wars might not be as linked to the Force as George Lucas's versions of the Star Wars movies. George Lucas says he has fears that The Force Awakens might turn Jedis and Sith into a bunch of gobbledygook. And new evidence suggests that J.J. Abrams, or that George Lucas, might be right after seeing some clips of the film. So there's starting to be internet rumors that The Force may not be as much of a part of the whole Star Wars movie as they have been in the past.
And Doug, right, so that's just to clarify,
that's the whole reason you're into Star Wars.
Right, exactly. Yes, exactly. So here, let me clarify for those who may not know that Disney paid Lucas $8 billion for the franchise. When Lucas said, I don't have any more ideas, I don't know where to go with this, and I'm 64 years old, I got a hot girlfriend, what do I need this for? So, you want to give me $8 billion, help yourself. So he did, and now Disney's going to do this thing. They'll run it up a flagpole every time. Imagine.
All right.
Hey, Bob, what's the name of the movie?
Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls it is, so you win the prize. Hold on just a second. Thank you. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.